Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's episode, we'll be traveling down to just outside of Clearwater, Minnesota, where a new take on an old idea has produced another successful nonprofit music venue for our area. It's called Taken Time, and it's held on the farm of Mike and Barb Noonsky. For those who are lovers of music and unique venues and have listened to other episodes of the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, probably familiar with a nonprofit music venue in a French Lake called Weber's Deck. Well, the Noonskys are very familiar with Weber's Deck and decided that they could probably try the same thing with their farm, and that they did. It's a classic case of it's the same and different all at the same time. It's different in that it's an all-weather venue. There's an inside and an outside, the inside being the pickin' parlor and the outside being the patio. And it's the same in that they're bringing music, their friends and neighbors, that would otherwise be unavailable. So we'll start off with what it's all about. A little bit of music, and then a conversation with Billy Johnson from Minneapolis.
My dad loved Dean Martin. And I do love Dean Martin. So this is a Dean Martin song. Stand a corner watching all the girls go by. Yes, I'm stand a corner giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Stand a corner watching all the girls go by. Well, I'm a cat that got the cream, having got a girl. But I can dream, got a girl, but I can wish. So take me down to Main Street and dance her eyes like my imaginary dish. Stand a corner watching all the girls go by.
Okay, so I'm talking with Billy Johnson, and what's your history with Minnesota music, first of all? Let's get into that.
Yeah, well, I started out playing in a band called the Hillcats in Minneapolis, and have a band now called Roadshow and do solo stuff and have a little duo too. But so yeah, I've been playing for 20 years, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So what brought you up here to Taken Time then?
Barb and Mike. They're the best. So they, I met Barb and Mike 16, 17 years ago. And, and I just loved them from the get go because they're salt of the earth, good people. And so, we're kind of friends from a distance ever since. They are pretty good about making it to shows pretty regularly and staying in touch. So I wasn't able to come out last summer, but the second I walked in today, I was like, oh my gosh, mistake. I should come every week. This place is incredible.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Alex or someone was saying that. Yeah, he remembered seeing you guys when they were kids.
Yeah, they were so little teeny ones.
He was saying yep. Hennepin Block Party. So
yeah,
there
I
you
think
go.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. So. Well, you go to a lot of shows. You play a lot of shows, and it's kind of hard to keep track every once in
yes.
a while. It, which actually kind of makes this kind of place unique in a way.
Yeah. This think? I'm not stretching when I say this is the show of the year for me so far. This place is just super cool, and it's a listening crowd, and there's nothing like it. So, it's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, a little bit of room to dance, but it is a good room.
Oh, it's beautiful, and it sounds great, too. So, there's nothing not to like.
And actually, yeah, you know, to think about it, you can't even hear the weather. You have no idea what's going on outside.
No,
and
they held rain on the roof, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can step out into the barn a little bit outside of the pickin' parlor, and yeah, you can definitely hear the rain on the roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had this going all through the winter, too. So it's cold out, and you step on in here, and
Yeah. Well, and, you know, what, I don't know, four or five kids here tonight, and
Couple dogs,
and everything from 80 to 5-year-olds, so it's pretty cool.
There you go. It's a good crowd. Yeah. It's a good crowd. Well, and, you know, well, kind of tying back into your music and also the kind of music that goes on out here, it's kind of a very positive scene, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And I got to play tonight with two people I'd never met before in my whole life. So Leon and Amy got up, and that was really cool, and yeah, I feel like I love that guy already. I don't even know him, but yeah. Yeah, it's a good space.
Yeah, definitely. So where else, if somebody's interested in your music, where can they track you down?
Let's see, what do I got coming up? I'm at the Astor Cafe, which is Minneapolis in a few weeks. Bunkers sometimes coming up. What else? Up in Duluth at Fitger's Brewhouse in, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. But, yeah, BillyJohnsonMusic.com. Yeah, there you go. You can find stuff there.
Right on. Anything else you want to throw in there, man? Anything?
No, just what a blessed night, man. Come out to the parlor. It's a great place.
Oh, yeah, sounds ten o'clock now, giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you got a rich imagination, give it a look, give it a chance. Stand up, come on, now, watch how the girls go by. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for that root hook in your eye. So you better jazz, then I'll go now, watching how the girls go. Yes, you better jazz, then I'll go now, watching how the girls go by. Watching how the pretty girls go by.
I'm Rod Quist. I live over in Silver Creek, a couple miles away, and I've been meaning to get out here a while before last year when they first started. Well, this year I got out here the first time. I've been out here like 3 times now, and I like the intimate, close music. You're right there. They get such good musicians out here, and all the band. I know a lot of the people that come out here too. It's kind of a social gathering. I think it's a really good setup, being able to not have to go to the cities to see these bands, or all the way up to St. Cloud, and you go see them you go to a bar somewhere, and you always have a few rude, drunk people there. They don't have them here. You know, most of the people are really quiet when the music starts up, so you don't have somebody talking away behind you. So you can really appreciate if you're a real music enthusiast, especially if you just like to, you know, see the real thing live instead of putting a CD in or turning on the radio, you know.
Or searching on YouTube or something like that. Yep. But still, that's a little bit different. They're, you know, thinking about figuring out some way of posting video, because they do take video and they post it up there. But, you know, some way of, you know, enhancing the music, getting the music out there, I think, is the important thing. Have you been here for one of the summer shows yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to be out here for the solstice, so that sounds like a good time. So,
yeah.
Warm weather and music, you can't beat it, you know. I have not seen a bad one here yet. And the thing cool is with it live, you know, they don't have to, you don't know what they're going to do when they go into their solos and stuff, so you get to see a little different stuff. And some of the lyrics on the originals are quite thought-provoking.
Well, it's good music, you know, so yeah. Well, so why do you think music is important, or having little venues like this is an important thing?
Number one, I used to be in a band way back, about 20-plus years ago, and it's nice having somewhere to get out and play, because, you know, especially in this area, there aren't too many places that have live bands, like you said, unless you go to St. Cloud or...
Or maybe Annandale.
And there, too, the bands they have there, you don't see a lot of the ones like you would hear with the, especially the single musicians. The soloists, you don't see them in the bars. And unless you listen to 88.1, you probably aren't going to hear too many of them them songs on other stations, you know. And a lot of them are, well, if they're not famous yet, you got to build your following up and get out there and exposed. You know, even just this, having you guys doing a story on them are going to get people thinking a little more, and maybe some people come out here and check it out.
Or there could be people who just start up their own venue for their own, you know, that's kind of what these guys did. You know, they finished raising their kids and whatnot, and, you know, they've been down to Weber's Deck, too, and they're just kind of like, you know, we could probably pull this off, and voila.
Well, they're doing a dynamite job. Mike and Barb got it set up really nice here. Acoustics are really good, too. for being in a barn, mm-hmm. but it sounds really sweet when you're in there.
Oh, yeah, it's nice and warm, too, because they had winter shows. That was one of those things where I'm like, really? The first time I came down was for I Like You, and that was, I think, October, I think. And it was rainy, and a friend of mine and I drove down. We're like, well, God, they might just, if it's like Weber's Deck, they're probably going to cancel it or something. I don't know. Well, let's just go see what happens. We got nothing else going on. It's Saturday, you know. And came down, and we just wandered around. It's like, well, I didn't see anybody. I see a bunch of cars. Maybe it's in here, and the big red barn. And, yep, we found it, and it was, yeah, okay, this is cool. Very nice and cozy and warm for the winter.
Well, and like so. You said, too, you know, the weather dependent. I think it's really hard to beat music outside. Yeah, you have to have a little more power for your sound because you don't have walls containing it, but the sound is better because you have no echoes or anything. So the sound is better and just being outside. I'd rather be outside than inside. Not going to be doing that down in Minneapolis this summer too often when you want to go see some good music. They have a few outside stuff, but for the most part, it's all inside.
Yep, totally, totally. Right on. Well, thanks for talking.
Yep. Pleasure meeting you. Come on out and have a good time. Enjoy the music. Good crowd.
I fished in Mississippi underneath the northern lights. My mama said she missed me when she tucked me in at night. That river flowed 1,000 miles down to New Orleans. Wash away my troubles and it washed away my dreams. Scratching out living. Since County Dirt. Scratching out living. Since County Dirt.
So Leon Ladenbach, what has brought you out to Clearwater this evening?
Well, it's Barb and Mike Nunke. They decided to have these guys love music. They travel all over to see particular type of bands that are all about music. And I wouldn't say it's a jam band kind of a culture or anything like that at all. It's just good music. A lot of really good players. And that's the type of people they were following around. And they wanted to bring them here. So, I like Barb was saying earlier, that she put an ad in Craigslist. So she was looking for some help. I like that sort of thing. It's like if a person can help and maybe offer a little suggestion, whatever. There's a lot of music in this area, and they wanted to get involved and share that too. So I thought that was just cool. So that's why I'm here. We played a couple times last year, and then we just finished up now, and it was just a really cool, just the best vibe for music. Because those people are sitting in their chairs listening to you, as opposed to slamming drinks in a bar, what I'm accustomed to. So that's why I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Good answer. Yeah. Yeah, because it is like in a bar. You know, people got their conversations going on, and they're you're the background here. No, they're here to hear you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really cool thing when you can work the dynamics of. When you're presenting your your original material, you can't be going at 120 decibels the whole time. So you can bring it up, and you can bring it way down. That's what I like about this sort of thing. You can't do that in a bar because you're dealing with, like I said, the noise that's going around, the atmosphere of it. So that's basically it. I still like playing in bars. I like to drink, you know.
So have you played outside here or just inside?
Well, we played in the patio a couple times out there, and that's a idyllic kind of a scene, too, because it's in a farm. You know, they have these barns, and it's on a farm setting. So the sound kind of self-contained out here, too. So when you do play out on that patio, the sound just goes, just has a natural kind of amphitheater type of sound to it. So can't say enough good things about this music venue here.
So. Nice. You guys gonna be playing out here for Solstice, or what do you think?
No, but I know in July sometime. I don't know the date right now, but they have a pretty good presence on Facebook right now, so they can find that on my Facebook. Anybody that's played out here has a community of musicians and friends that are on that Facebook, and that's where they do their promoting. So anybody that wants to know who's playing out here, get on Facebook and look for Taking Time.
Well, isn't it Taking Time?
Taking
Time with there's an apostrophe in there somewhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And like the Taking Time thing is, you know, stop and do, take the time for what's important. I think that's their motto. So it's really cool.
Well, thanks for talking with me today,
right,
man.
I got to do some jamming here, so. So I got a 3-ring binder up here. The river is a rolling along Highway 61. It just keeps on rolling. I just want to jump in.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM, KVSC, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. In today's episode, we're outside of Clearwater, Minnesota, on the farm of Mike and Barb Noonski, where they've transformed their land into a nonprofit music venue called Taken Time. And even though music is the primary driving force that brought all these people together, there's more to this untold story than just that. Taken Time is about building community and bringing a variety of arts together. And through these arts, parts of this farm have become transformed into something much more. And now we're going to get back into the story by talking with one of these artists.
My name is Liz Hipsch, young artist looking for opportunities. So my dad, he was looking on Craigslist for opportunities for me to do a mural. And so he found this, and then we came out here and they told me what they wanted. And at first she was kind of skeptical because I was young, but she saw some of my work and she was pretty impressed. So she let me voluntarily do this for her, and it turned out to be pretty cool. And I actually really like how it turned out. So.
Well, it's pretty large, too. It takes up the whole green room there. What kind of inspired that? Did you just look around the place, or where did it come from?
Well, I actually did it in my hallway basement, and I just started directly in the center of where the sun was, and I just expanded, and it's kind of an imaginary lake thing that I made up my own. There's no actual place, but it's just a place that I would love to be, and she told me she wants a place where the musicians can go and just lose themselves in the painting, and I would lose myself in that, so I thought it'd be a good idea to do that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is a nice, very nice landscape of mellowness right there. It's a nice sunset.
Calming, so I like that.
So how often do you come out here for music then?
I try to get out here as often as I can because I really enjoy country music, folk music, any kind of music, and it's just a very cool place, I think, to hang out with friends and just be here. So,
and if this place didn't exist, where would you be able to find this music?
Nowhere, like nowhere with this kind of atmosphere and this really just fun area. So I really like it here, and I'm glad they decided to do this.
Cool. Are you going to be around for the Solstice thing then?
Yeah, I will be. Yeah.
What you going to be doing? Are you just going to hang out for it? You got art going on? Or
I might have some art stuff going on myself. And my dad, he does some wood things and like hardware. And so he'll probably join me and we'll do our own thing. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Definitely.
Do it again, Randy. Do it again. Come on.
And now finally, in today's untold story of Central Minnesota, I'm talking with the family that owns the farm, where Taken Time takes place.
My name is Barbara Nunke, and we are on our farm in Clearwater, Minnesota, and this is Taken Time.
I am her daughter, Alyssa Nunke.
And I am Chris, Alyssa's boyfriend.
So why did you guys decide on the name Taken Time?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it gets the point across, because people are really busy, and I think it's really important to take time to get together with your friends, your neighbors, your family, and just have some good quality downtime.
Pause for what's important.
Yeah.
The other part of the slogan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what kind of music do you guys normally have out here?
Roots of music. Blues, bluegrass, folk, fusions. Yeah.
About how many people show up in general to the different shows?
Ranges, you know, some shows there will be 40, some shows there will be 100. So
for the indoor shows.
For the indoor shows, yeah.
Yeah, so this is an all-season venue, if you will, kind of, sort of.
It is an all-season venue, yep.
So how long have you guys had the farm then? Or how did you come across this place?
Okay. Well, we moved here about 16 years ago. And we used to live in the suburbs in Maple Grove, and we moved here in search of a horse farm on a lake. So, and we found that here. Needed a lot of love, you know, but it turned out to be what we needed. It's a great place to raise the kids.
Great place to build a music venue.
Yeah, I was going to say, what led to the music venue then?
Well, we raised our kids, and they're grown and gone, and we actually had the farm on the market, and decided to start hosting a few shows just for fun, because music is our hobby. It's what we do. And it went over really well. So the farm's off the market, and we're just kind of riding out the music thing for right now.
Nice. And what kind of folks usually come on out to this?
Everybody. We got our last show, we had an 8-month-old baby, an 85-year-old man, and everybody in between.
Oh, very cool. So what about, you guys have a little festival coming up on summer solstice, June 21st.
Oh boy, that's going to be a fun day. What do we have going on? We have 6 acts coming from 3 states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And it'll be about 9 hours of music. We've got art vendors. We've got a live art demonstrations. We'll have an interactive art display where people can participate in that. We'll have a silent auction, which will be used to raise money to help cover our operating costs. As this is a nonprofit, all the money we collect at the door goes to pay the musicians, and right now we cover all the operating costs, which is getting prohibitive. So the solstice is going to be a good way for us to raise a few funds to cover those costs.
And to continue the music.
And to continue the music, yeah.
Got food truck and hula hoop clinic, too.
Oh, hula hoop clinic and food truck.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, it should be a nice day of surprises then.
It will be, yeah.
Maybe this will move you. Who were you loyal to? What were you passionate about? What did you believe in beyond the shadow of a doubt? Who were your teachers? Did you have one true friend? These are things worth knowing when the long road ends. I look down at my children, they look up to me. Today I pray for wisdom to be the father I should be. And they grow up and move away, they'll think of me as a friend. And I will feel successful when the long road ends.
Once again, you've been listening to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here on 88.1 FM KVSC. And in today's feature, went down to Clearwater, Minnesota to check out Taken Time. It's a nonprofit music venue, one of a few that have been popping up as of late, to bring talented and unique musicians to the rural communities where music lovers might not otherwise get to hear some of this music. Taken Time, spelled with an apostrophe on Taken, can be easily found on Facebook, where you can find more information on upcoming concerts, by musicians such as Eric Lambert, I Like You, and Corey McCauley, as well as archived audio from musicians such as Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Honest Monday, and the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. Plus, there's more information on their summer solstice celebration featuring six main musicians, plus many more surprise musicians, as well as a plethora of arts and festivities to be had by all. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amperz, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.